Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody's a comedian. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Having a great visit with our good friend Holly Wade, Director of Research and Policy Analysis for the NFIB, nfib.com, smallbus.org. That's also where you can find the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, nfib.com. And Holly, thank you to you and Bill for allowing us to post it on our website. I do everything. We do everything we can to get this out. And as you probably know, any given moment, I'm liable to launch into some kind of a comment about with research, backing it up with research from you and your folks. I quote you guys all the time, and I appreciate the hard work you guys do.
Great. Absolutely. It's such a wonderful survey that Bill put together 46 years ago, and it is the gift that keeps on giving. And so we're just so grateful to still have it with us and able to produce it.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Holly, let's talk about where we are right now and where you see things going forward. You've been working on this thing for a long time now. We've just got the USMCA, the replacement of NAFTA, signed. We've just got China, the first phase of China's trade deal, which is unprecedented. We already had NAFTA. We got a new one now. The China trade deal is now we call that managed trade. It's not free trade. It's managed trade because you have to manage the Chinese. They're not honest. We want their business, but you got to keep an eye on them and you got to hold their feet to the fire. So it's managed trade.
Exactly.
But both of those agreements are brand spanking new with all kinds of hope and promise. What do you see going forward? How do you feel about where the sentiment is right now in terms of the economy and the prospects?
Sure. So earlier this year, we asked our members about the trade agreements and changes in trade policy, and about a third of them said that they were negatively impacted by the recent changes in trade policy. Mm-hmm. And so the resolution of USMCA, the beginning of a resolution for the China trade agreement in this phase one deal that was just will soon be signed, is huge going forward and gives small business owners certainty, especially in those industries in mm-hmm. agriculture, wholesale, retail, and manufacturing that have been, especially manufacturing and ag, that have been pretty hard hit with it. But even those businesses that aren't directly impacted, you know, it gives them more certainty that things are moving forward.
A rising tide floats all boats, doesn't it?
Exactly. It's great news for the small business economy in general.
Well, there's no question about it. And I'd like to point a couple of things I'd like to point out, folks. Never underestimate the impact that the USMCA is going to have on us. And because it kind of seems like sometimes people act like USMCA is the second, the undercard or the flip side or the child of a lesser god from the China trade deal. But Holly, you and I both know that that business we do with China is less than half of the business we do with Canada and Mexico. They're by far our two largest, United States' true largest trading partners. So USMCA is not
exactly.
The stepchild. It's the big one. It's the big cojone, isn't it?
It is, and it's incredibly important for small business owners. If they're importing or exporting, their biggest trading partners are with Mexico and Canada.
Mm-hmm. And so we don't have to cross an ocean to get to them either, do we?
Exactly. And so that agreement is hugely helpful to have some certainty over what they can expect going forward in those export and import deals that they have.
So you're optimistic about 2020, aren't you?
I am. I'm very optimistic. There are no red flags moving into the new year, and that's a good sign for small business. And
the only thing small business is worried about these days is Washington and Wall Street. They're the only kabuki dancers that we have to worry about right now. Is those guys doing something crazy?
Yes.
Hey, Holly, good job today as always. Keep up the good work, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you very much,
Holly Wade, ladies and gentlemen. Director of Research and Policy Analysis at the NFIB. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.